post-traumatic stress. It's something that maybe we've been affected with, or we know somebody who has, maybe not in the way that we thought. And how do we work through all of those things?
Well, here to help us through it from Central Ontario is Sherry McLaughlin. She's written a post-traumatic stress workbook. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Now, when I think of post-traumatic stress disorder, I think of people that have come back from a war situation or something like that. Am I just limiting it? Is that what it is, really?
Well, PTSD is a response to any traumatic experience. It's a normal response to an abnormal situation, like an experience that is beyond our control. And some examples of that would be rape, sexual molestation, violent personal attacks, terrorist attacks, and even automobile accidents.
Well, how prevalent is post-traumatic stress disorder? Can people have it and it goes undiagnosed?
It can go undiagnosed for sure. And the prevalence is massive. I Googled the 2019 Canadian demographics, and Canada is said to have the highest incidence in the 24 countries studied.
Wow.
And according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, about 8 million adults have PTSD during a given year. So it's very big.
Well, Sherry, tell us why you chose to write this in the form of a workbook instead of just sort of a regular book that people would read through.
Yeah, I wanted to write the workbook because I wanted a game plan for trauma survivors, one that kind of made sense in terms of biology, psychology, and spirituality. Sort of like a tool where people could write out their own specific challenges, because doing this helps them make sense of their own personal symptoms, feelings, and responses.
Okay.
So by recording and connecting their thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, individuals can move toward overcoming difficulties. They can change their unhelpful thinking, problematic behavior, and distressing emotions.
So it helps to get it on paper to write it down.
Oh, for sure. It's kind of a form of cognitive therapy. And so once you write it on paper, you go, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense now. And then you can kind of work through it and get over it.
So how important is it, because this book is different, how important is it to have that spiritual connection in treatment as opposed to maybe just kind of trying to do it outside of that whole sphere?
Well, God's help is crucial. The Bible tells us that God made mankind in his image, and he knit us together in our mother's womb. I believe God knows us better than we know ourselves, and by connecting with him through prayer, he provides the hope, strength, and courage that we don't possess on our own. And also, Jesus understands trauma. He too is tortured and traumatized. And I believe he has all of the answers we need. We just need to ask. He knows the way out of the darkness.
So Sherry, for the person this morning who's thinking, you know, I've been through this over and over and over again, and I just don't see the light. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. What would you say to them this morning?
Okay, well, first of all, I would encourage people to not suffer in silence. PTSD is not a sign of weakness. You're not flawed and you're not crazy. And seek out help, because treatment is usually very successful. And I know personally how hard it is to not throw in the towel, but there is help, there is hope, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. Traumatic experiences need only be a part of your life, and you get to write the last chapter of your story. Don't let trauma have the final say.
Sherry, where can people get a copy of your book?
Well, it's at Creation Bookstore in Barrie, and it's also in Creation Bookstore in London, and it's online, Chapters, and Amazon.
We've been speaking with Sherry McLaughlin. It's a workbook that she's written to help you through PTSD, or help somebody who might be dealing with that. Thank you very much for sharing that, Sherry. It's very helpful.
Thank you.